Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 234, and this is my weekly meal plan. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have? So welcome to my weekly meal plan. If you're new here, each week I just share with everyone what's on my meal plan for the upcoming week. My hope is that maybe it can give you some ideas of what you might want to make. Maybe it'll prompt a memory of something you haven't made in a while, or just give you some inspiration to get your meal plan together. So this episode comes out every Wednesday. It's just for dinners. The meal plan starts on the upcoming Saturday, and the blog version of this meal plan with links to the recipes can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. So any recipes I mention here, you can find the link to the actual recipe on that blog post, because I do reference where it came from, like if it's from All Recipes or wherever. But you know, obviously a lot of recipes sound similar, so sometimes it's hard to find the exact one you're looking for by searching for a title. So you can get those there. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, September 18th. I'm sorry, I did forget to mention though, I do use a meal rotation. So as you listen to these episodes, it's not always going to be new recipes. So I just always want to throw that out there. I definitely rotate recipes frequently. I have a certain rotation that I follow. Like for example, every other Monday's hamburgers, every other Tuesday, some type of Mexican theme, that type of thing. Cause I try to keep it as simple as possible so that I don't have to put a whole lot of work into getting my meal plan together. I feel like it's easier to just have a meal plan in place. And then if I want to switch it up and add something new, I can, but if I don't want to, or don't have time, at least there's already a meal plan for that night. So I always just want to throw that out there. So like I said, this meal plan starts on Saturday, September 18th. So for Saturday, we are doing honey chicken stir fry, which is from allrecipes.com. And it's just like your basic stir fry with, you know, stir fry vegetables, boneless chicken breast. And it's got like a honey flavor, like soy sauce type sauce that you kind of create with the ingredients, and it's served over white rice. So I haven't made that in a while, and I was trying to find something a little bit different, so I'm gonna go with that for Saturday. For Sunday, I am doing baked ziti, which is, the recipe is called baked ziti and then Roman numeral 2. That's from allrecipes.com, and this is just a really simple baked ziti recipe, just like your typical baked ziti, you know, ricotta cheese, mozzarella sauce, all that kind of stuff. And it's just pretty simple to throw together and bake in the oven. And then as a side, I'm going to make Chef John's ricotta meatballs. And this is from allrecipes.com also. And this is just a meatball recipe that incorporates ricotta cheese into the meatballs. And I made it once or twice before, and I remember them being pretty good and a little bit different. So I'm gonna do those with the baked ziti. For Monday, I'm doing ribeye steak. I do not really have a recipe specifically for this. I just marinate the steak with olive oil, red wine vinegar, and Montreal steak seasoning. And then I either throw it under the broiler or throw it on the grill. I know steaks come out really good too in the air fryer, and I honestly haven't done that yet, so I might try and do that next time. But either way, I just kind of cook it wherever it's most convenient. And then as a side, I'm gonna do quick veggie pasta, which is from budgetbites.com. It's budget, B-Y-T-E-S.com. And I made this a couple weeks ago with, it's like linguine pasta and mushrooms and fresh spinach and that type of thing, or you could really use whatever vegetables you have. But everybody really liked it. And I thought it'd be a good side dish to go with the steak because my one daughter doesn't eat meat. Well, she doesn't eat, she eats, she's a pescatarian. She eats like fish and shrimp and stuff, but she doesn't eat like beef and chicken. So she won't eat the steak, but the veggie pasta would be a good meal for her. And then everyone else can have it as a side. It went really well with the steak. So we're going to do that again. For Tuesday, We're doing chicken chimichangas with sour cream sauce, which is from allrecipes.com. Like I always mention, I never have made the sour cream sauce. I'm sure it tastes fine. I'm just lazy when it comes to making things like that, and I'll just serve sour cream on the side with the chimichanga. So I basically am just using this as a guide to make the chimichanga part and not actually the sauce, so I can't say how that comes out, but I'm sure it's fine. And then I'm also going to serve a bagged salad on the side, just like the kind you get at the grocery store that has, you know, like the toppings and the dressing and everything all included in the bag. For Wednesday, I am doing fried flounder. Again, no recipe for this one. I just buy the frozen individually wrapped flounder. I defrost some of them. I dip them in egg and then in breadcrumb and fry them up. And then I am going to be making Parmesan herbed noodles, which is from tasteofhome.com. This is a new recipe for me. I haven't made this before yet, but it's pretty basic. It's wide egg noodles, and then it's flavored with like butter, olive oil, Parmesan cheese, and some herbs. And that's it. It's pretty basic recipe. And then I'm also going to be making carrot fries with ketchupy ranch, which is from foodnetwork.com. Again, I've never made the ranch, the ketchupy ranch dip. It's basically just like ketchup and ranch dressing dipped together. I usually just use this recipe to make the carrot fries. You can bake these in the oven, or I make them in the air fryer, and they come out really good. They're almost kind of like a sweet potato fry. You basically just take carrots and you cut them up into little like French fry type pieces, and I throw them in the air fryer. I think this recipe calls for baking them, but they come out, they're really good. They're kind of like a consistency of like a sweet potato fry, like I said. So we like mixing those in once in a while. For Thursday, I always do either breakfast for dinner or soup and grilled cheese, because I go grocery shopping on Thursdays. So I just try and make my meal prep like super quick and easy, because I don't have a lot of time to cook after I work during the day and then go food shopping afterwards. So there's only a little bit amount of time at the end of the day to cook dinner. So this Thursday, we're doing breakfast for dinner. I'm doing turkey bacon in the oven, which is from brendid.com. And you can use turkey bacon or regular bacon. It's just a method of cooking the bacon in the oven. That's pretty much the only way I make bacon now, because I think it comes out really good and it's so much easier than standing over a frying pan. And then I'm also just doing some scrambled eggs, and then I'm making some potatoes, peppers, and onions in the air fryer. I don't have a recipe for that, but I pretty much just take potatoes and dice them up, and then I dice up some onions, dice up some peppers, mix them together in a bowl with a little olive oil, and then just throw them in the air fryer and cook them until they're you know, to the doneness that I'm looking for. Some potatoes seem to take longer than others, so I just kind of started at like a basic setting and then just check on it and see how much longer it needs to go. Of course, you could also roast those in the oven also. It's a little more convenient using the air fryer because I'm cooking the bacon in the oven, so that way the potatoes and peppers and onions can be going in the air fryer while the bacon is cooking in the oven. But if you don't have an air fryer, you could always not do the bacon in the oven, do it on your stovetop, and then have the potatoes roasting in the oven. So that's Thursday. Friday, this is the last day of the meal plan, and for Friday, I am doing penne with broiled chicken. I haven't made this in a while. This is kind of one of my go-to recipes. I don't have a recipe link to share. This is just something I kind of made up, but all I really do is I broil some chicken breast in the oven. I just take some chicken breast, cut it up in little bite-sized pieces, toss it with some olive oil and like with some garlic salt, and broil it until it gets a little bit crispy. And then I make some penne pasta, and I just toss that in a dish with, again, some garlic salt. And then I take it, like I let it cool just slightly, and then I toss some mozzarella cheese in there so that it just kind of melts a little bit, but not like all the way, like some shredded mozzarella. And then those of us who eat chicken will add the chicken to the penne with the mozzarella in it. And then my daughter, who doesn't eat the chicken, will just eat the penne with the mozzarella. And I think it tastes really good. It's super simple to make. And then I'm just going to do like a bag of frozen vegetables on the side, you know, like a steam fresh type vegetable. I always keep some of those on hand so I could just throw one in the microwave and make that as a side dish. So that is it for today's meal plan, or this week's meal plan rather. As always, you can email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Lola's Frugal Life. And you can find the blog posts for my other regular episodes and for these meal plans at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so that I can see you're listening. And if you can also take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That is how it can help me grow the listener base, which is what I'm trying really hard to do. So I would really appreciate that. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.